So we find that we start. Eh? It's a straightforward program. Maybe just an indication. What is Parliament's program saying beyond this date? Beyond the 12th? Constituency period. Are we coming back? So after that we out. So whatever we want to do, we do it within this space. Okay. Yeah, with all these other emergency. I was raising that question so that we are also mindful of what we want to do. If we want to do anything, we do it within this. We're talking about the committee work here. We have an idea. Next week, our program has been confirmed. Approval has been granted for the oversight visit. We only have six names that have confirmed attendance. But I did hear that you also wanted to come through, but we don't have your name yet. Oh, okay. So they were referring to another program. Okay. The six are Mam Kala, Mam Nyalungu, Mam Pilus Muswane, Mam Mustaine, and Mr. Banga. Myself included, yeah. We did receive some proposals from both OBP and ARC. We're busy refining those programs, making into one. Effectively, working days are Tuesday and Wednesday. Am I right, no? And ARC, they have other things that they would have wanted us to target as we visit them. One is the animal improvement scheme, and they also have the soil, what do they call it? Soil testing, yeah. Soil testing station. And then for OBP, you only have that institution there where we all go and look at their facilities. If you can also get a brief as well about, there was, for OBP, I think there was some monies that were approved by National Treasury over a set period of time, whether they were able to get all of those. If you can get a brief on the state of affairs on OBP, and and also for ARC as well. ARC. Yeah, those details. Where is she? Oh, okay. So that shall be the program for next week. And then the energy committee had invited us on the biofuel strategy session. The briefing I got from the chair of that committee was that this is more of a introductory briefing session. We shall give us some direction as to how best we deal or handle with these matters. We've always been raising issues regarding this one, especially from the department point of view. I hope they have invited the department. Seven. I hope the department has been invited. Because I did talk to the chair, Mr. Njigalan. We indicated that he was going to send the invite through so that we don't assume. If you can just confirm that, Norma. Next one, Friday, 7th. You don't have the program in front of you. Do you have the program in front of you? Oh, okay. Then 11th is straightforward. It is looking at the PRRR and recommendations and also the second quarter review. That is next week after next. And then, remember we did attempt on the Agri-Bee Charter Council and the Agri-Bee Fund and Land Bank. And the proposal also there, it is to include as well, because that's the committee week, the ITAC tariffs on in South Africa. It's a straightforward one. What we also shall do, we shall have to prioritize and reprioritize. And once again, what informs all of that is that this is our last session until the 12th of March, if we have anything to raise or to deal with. Proposed year for the 18th of February is a briefing by DAF and also Mineral Resource Department. The tension that exists there between farming land and also mineral land. We were invited, I don't know how many of us did attend the Agri-SA's workshop in Pretoria. I don't know how many of us did attend that. That was quite a very useful and fruitful workshop on the tension that exists continuously between these two, the farmer and the miner. One of the major highlights out of that was that 48% Mamanyalung of the high-value land in our country is situated in Mpumalanga. Now, there, you equally have a very serious competition and tension between those that mine the coal And all the, what do they call it? The, what do you call it, where this red... No, it's not scoping, but it's... I'm looking for another word. Anyway, but that's those areas that have been, you know, identified for prospective mining, you know, many of them in Mpumalanga. But still, that land is regarded as high-value land for farming activity. Now, that tension exists, and that land, you don't know. By now, I would imagine. I know we got a brief the other day where there was a testing station. I think it was Noordgedacht, which was, you know, earmarked, or rather, yeah. It was a testing station on a continuous basis until somebody applied for mineral rights underneath those, I mean, that testing station. And that was to be at the end of it. So, and between the Agriculture Department and Minerals, you know, I remember even talking to the DG at the time, it was no cleaner. And what became very clear is that it was business as usual for miners. As to whether you are farming or not, it's so that's the background to that. 19th of February, his feedback on the DAF health and TTI on food labeling, as it points out itself, the point there is that it's a feedback. In other words, it's a report on progress. Mm-hmm. 25th is a department on State of the Nation address, a reflection, and also on Naha Farm. The aim there must be about bringing closure to that whole Naha Farm saga. February, we had one session on the, I think it was the department, that was briefing us. So we have had that petition with us forever. And that professor is motivated by Wom Hans Lombard. Where is he from, Morris? From the U.S., eh? This professor. Moloney, Morris Moloney. I think it's from the U.S. So these are some of the role players. Again, it is both consideration of the petition and also listening to submission from this other professor. What is the practice? Here is a petition. Listen. Get the department to. What is the practice? We have to consider. We have to receive. We have to listen. What is the objective? What do we want to achieve? Is it there?
Chair, all that I know is that when I sat on the land reform portfolio, we also received a petition and we were getting the different people to come in and whatever. And then we just submitted a report to Parliament. Either we are making proposals to the department or whatever, but I think we must submit a report on our findings, or almost like we when we do an oversight visit. What was the petition about? Who did we? What did we do about it? And do we make any proposals to Parliament? Because this committee can't really do something, but we can propose or just send for adoption to Parliament, something that we've discussed or proposed, as I said.
Yeah, you see, this is a highly technical matter. I don't think for us simply just to get there and just listen. Equally, they need to take us serious. We need to take ourselves serious as well. To an extent, you would want to find yourself being a lot more educated on the specific one, so that we, in making any decision going forward, it is an informed decision, so that even if we were to listen and make whatever proposal to Parliament, it is an informed proposal based on having been schooled, if you like, about the essence of what this petition is about and what does it seek to achieve itself. They have their own, objective that they want to achieve. You don't want to simply just listen to them and just wish them away. Yes, we shall have to raise the issues, but in raising those issues, we need to be informed ourselves. Mrs. Say?
Yeah, no, Chair, I don't want to preempt our meeting for that day, but one of the issues that we can maybe suggest in our report to Parliament is to get the different departments, science and technology and DAF and maybe a few others, to work together in order to give everyone, you know, a comprehensive report on what is happening, because people have very strong feelings about this. And I think just to raise awareness and campaigns and maybe get more information and explain to people properly what it is could also be a way forward, because we don't have a lot of time now, as you say, unfortunately, so that we give it some kind of proposal to the next portfolios that would come in the fifth parliament, so that we just leave a kind of a way forward, because this thing is just going to end like that. So I would say, you know, we almost make a proposal in the sense that there needs to be a team looking at this with different portfolios in educating South Africans. Doesn't say bad or good, but just in education and to explain what it's all about and that we all understand. It's going to be difficult, Chair, to do something more with the short time frame that we have left.
Okay. Are we fine, members, for now with that approach? What should really count more there are recommendations going forward, having listened to what they have to say. But that does not stop any one of us from getting to know or learn, you know. And that person, of course, if time permits and there is information that can be circulated among ourselves, if that can also assist us, you know. And also, of course, also our research, you know, capacity that we have here, if that can also assist us in that regard. If we can be able to get that information maybe by end of next week from our research team, just on the specific one, if we can just communicate that with, I don't know how long is she out on sick leave, but that's a matter. Okay. I must also mention that typically, whenever we have sessions of this nature, we broaden participation to include health and also science and technology. So if we can also follow that pattern. Fourth of March is consideration of the strategic plan and budget for DAF, and whether you call it a stepchild. A cousin, a mineral, marine living resource fund. It's a straightforward one. These are all budgetary processes.
Mm-hmm. I just need clarity on the 26th one. I just want to check what is going to be the role of the department. On the are they going to be observers on the 26th on the presentation by Professor Maris Maloney?
Yeah, we expect the department to be there because they are the ones who deal with these matters on a daily basis. As we do our oversight work, we shall have to bounce with the department.
No role, just to be there.
Sorry.
I'm saying, Chair, no role that they are going to do, no presentation,
no,
just to be observer.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Chair.
Mm-hmm. I just want to add, Chair, while the department might not be presenting on the day, but whoever is dealing with GMOs or biotechnology has to be ready to respond to questions emanating from the petition specifically. Because the petition is about something from the department. The people decided to petition Parliament because they were not happy with the response from the department, or if they didn't get a response from the department, or the way certain things were done during the application of this cultivar. This is the petition is not necessarily about GM, but specifically about this cultivar of maize. So the department should be ready to respond to questions from this.
There's a lot involved in this GM story. You know, I was assisting some fellows, you know, tying them up with the department. They were looking for maize, and they were saying non-GM. And then in my own little mind, I just conclude that if it is not GM, it must be organic. And what becomes very clear that there's also a difference. You've got GM, you've got non-GM, you've got organic. So they don't have, you know, we do have, but in very, you know, little quantities, your organic. And it also comes at a serious prime. But the non-GM is available and so on and so forth. I did not know. Just learned about it only last week. Yeah? What, the non-GM? We do have the non-GM in the country. Not a lot, as I said, in smaller quantities, but there's a prime. Hmm? Yeah, that's why they say non-GM. That's why they say non-GM, to include all of those other chemicals. Until the 11th of March, from the 4th. Oh, sorry, Mama Palisson?
Chairperson, I would propose on the 4th of March a briefing by the fisheries branch, because there are a lot of developments there that are explosive. We need a briefing from the fisheries branch. We need to be updated about the rights allocation.
Mm. Yeah.
And communities are bleeding. We don't know what is happening. We can't be briefed by the media. We need to be briefed by DAF. Because this NLRF is just an administrative fund. That's how I understand it. I've seen nothing of this fund. Where is it working? To me, it's an administrative thing.
Okay, can we park that, Mama? Can we park that? that week is a short day week, in the sense that in the afternoon we have plenaries. They run until 1 o'clock, those programs in that week. Moreover, that there are, you know, legislative requirements by law for us to go through all of those, especially as we shall have had budgets, or rather budget approvals. What I would want us to do, what I propose, is that on that same note, I also earlier on even mentioned something about the public protector briefing us about, you know, how best we can go with those issues. Now, if we can look at another day, because if we were to look into these dates, the 4th until the 11th, what day is Parliament adjourning? Is this the 14th, which is Friday of March? It says 14th, huh?
The 13th of March.
According to this program.
And Friday is the committee day. And then the constituent will start on the 17th. The committee day.
That's the draft program. Can we come back to the point raised by Mrs. Palliser? Okay, let's listen to Mrs. Palliser first on any specific proposal.
Chairperson, this is rather very urgent.
Mm-hmm.
We could have even shifted it to where we have the joint meeting with the PC on energy on the biofuel strategy. Or going to 11 February, either 7 February 11 or the 12th of February. Because, Chair, this is urgent. It is explosive. It is denting. It is death threat. We already have two deaths in Houthi as we speak. Yesterday, today, day before yesterday. It is urgent. The department was supposed to knock on our door and saying, portfolio, we need to brief you about the fisheries. That's how urgent this is.
Mrs.
Tay? Chairperson, I want to support that. I'm also concerned about what is going on, especially listening to the deaths, and that the fishing community now says the department have forced them to go out at night and steal fish and things. I really think we must maybe try and put it in then for that 11th of February, and then we'll have to work someday on a Friday to move these other programs in, or I don't know if there would be a Friday before that. No, it's the 7th of February is the one. There won't be one before that 11th. I want to agree with that, Chair. I really think there's a crisis out there with this fishing allocation, and we need to get the department in to explain what is going on.
Chair, we do have also an alternative date of the 26th of February, and then take the GM maize variety to, if, I don't know, does this profeta come from America, and then take this to the 17th of March. Who can't it later?
What is happening on that week of 11 and 12 of February on the Friday? On Valentine's Day.
I think Fridays have proved to be a bit difficult. Fridays.
The 14 won't work. The 14 is the day after the opening of Parliament.
Mm.
State of the Nation address. The 11th, Chairperson. 11th February, Tuesday. We need a briefing. We really need a briefing. We can't be informed by the media. It is. I'm really concerned. Even
okay, let's look at that week of the 11th. Whether 11th or 12th, and then we can just work with the department between those 2 days, and then reschedule for later one of those 2 days. If it means 17th of March, not 17th, 13th of March, which is on a Thursday, right? March. which, if we are to swap with any of these other, we shall have to consider that 13th of March. Which is a Thursday, which is the last day. When we are to swap, we shall have to consider such. Which four things? Oh yeah, okay. So it shall be a third one in any of those 2 days. Okay. Are we fine with this program?
We still don't have a date, Chair.
We had said we shall have to consult with the department. I'll tell you why. We have the 11th of February, when the department had said they were going to be busy with the AU in preparation for the heads of states today and tomorrow. So we put that date, the 11th, in lieu of that, for that second quarter expenditure. And also the PRRR. Whether we take out that one of those two, or we add on the 11th. Let's work on the 11th. Let's work on the 11th. Norma?
The public hearings that are happening to all the provinces on the 11th, it will be Northern Cape legislation. So they might not be around.
And 12?
It's 7, 11, 4,
12.
No, 12, I didn't receive anything from the 12.
Mrs. Policy.
Chairperson, this fisheries branch is a branch within the department.
Mm.
And they are not moving around when the department is moving around. This branch is here in Cape Town, fisheries branch. It's got its DDG and it's got its own component within the department. Let them come and brief us what is happening in this country about the fisheries.
Let's target the 12th. Let's target the 12th. Can I ask, is there anything happening on Sunday, coming Sunday, on fisheries?
Sorry, Chair. The department has agreed on the 12th to come and brief the committee on the second quarter expenditure.
On the 12th or 11th?
On the 11th.
Mm.
So that means there is going to be someone from fisheries who's going to also brief the committee regarding the second quarter report. So they might as well do a briefing on the fishing rights allocations on the day. Because it's a department day. It's only the department that we have on that day. So everybody has to be here from all the branches.
Okay. Makes sense. It makes sense, Norma. It makes sense that the department shall be there on the 11th. Because we shall be dealing with BRRR and also with the second quarter review. So all the DDGs shall be expected to be here, including the fisheries. So we're agreed for the 11th then. So you don't know what is going on Sunday, coming Sunday, on fisheries? Sorry. I think we are done with this program for now. As I say, for now, we must adopt it or rather endorse it until something else new comes up. Mrs. Steyn, Mrs. Palliser?
Chair, now I was just thinking about our discussion this morning about the disaster thing. We must also try and get to the COCTA. It's going to be a difficult one to organize because we're going to need COCTA and Treasury, especially with this funding and long time and rompslomp that's going on there. I don't know.
Is this Palliser?
It's going to need a Friday, I think.
Chairperson, I move for adoption of the program.
Mm-hmm. There's an issue raised by Mrs. Steyn on the disaster. We've just had a discussion here now, and the sentiment expressed in the meeting was that we should have a follow-up on that session. Can we entertain that one very briefly, Mrs. Pilsumsona?
Chairperson, I don't know where to put it because we were struggling to try to put an item. If maybe, where can we put it? I agree with everyone that it's very, urgent, but where are we going to put it on this program?
Mama, Palliser?
Chairperson, we can look at the Friday and then just include it here and adopt the program. We can look at the Friday and zoom it in here.
Mm.
Or February. Yeah.
Is that we fine with that?
Yes,
Chairperson. Hmm? We are stuck. Twenty-first should be fine. Giving them enough notice. 21st Feb. We're fine with that. Okay. Thanks for that. Mama Palliser? Last time I checked, you wanted to move.
I moved after speaking. I did move with the inclusion of the date for the disaster management.
Thank you. And any seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mama?
We invite National SALGA, mm-hmm. National COCTA.
And Treasury.
Treasury is a given. Mm. They must be.
Yeah, yeah, and Environment Department. Mm. Environment Department, very, very critical. As the lead agency on this climate change issues as well. Okay, members, I think that should be summing it up. 21st for the disaster responses. Thanks for that. The program has since been adopted. Yeah. We had said by... and then minus the time we spent coming here, because it meant starting late. Naha Farm Report? We also do have an item on the agenda on Naha Farm. It's a straightforward report as far as I'm concerned. More than anything else, what is required out of this report are follow-ups. But for purposes of what we are doing here now, ours is to endorse this report, or rather adopt this report. And it shall then mean, therefore, that going forward it becomes a parliamentary product, and the department shall then be expected to respond on a number of these issues raised here. Among others, for instance, on recommendations there, by end of January, which effectively means before end of this week, we are expected as a committee of parliament to get a feedback from the department on progress. And the list can go on and on and on. In terms of typos, we find. In terms of the content, we find. Are we okay? Any mover? Mama, Twala?
Chairperson, I move for adoption of the report on my...
Thank you. And Mama Pierce, must I saw your hand up?
Chairperson, I second the mover.
Okay. can we get some other person, Mama Mama Pilus Mswane, to...
I tell person, I second the move.
Thank you very much. The very last report that we have, then we shall be out of here before 3:30. We have a set of minutes here, which is a one page effectively. Dated the 13th of November, we do have this in our file. It's a straightforward set of minutes. 13th of November, we are effectively adopting minutes in that meeting. It's a straightforward one as well. Any mover? Mama, you are more than welcome.
I moved for the adoption of this meeting.
Thank you. Any second? Thank you very much, Mama. Mama Nyalungu. Members, I think that shall then take us to the end of our session, and thank you very much for all the time and tenacity on our part. Next time we shall be meeting, it is going to be in Pretoria at OBP and also at ARC. I'm not sure which one starts first. ARC. Mrs. Day?
On that note, Jay, will we receive a program?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the program is a work in progress, having received those proposals from the two entities. It is being consolidated into one. The one entity wanted to run the other one, and the other one wanted to, but we're fine now. Thanks very much, members. Can I request very, very briefly the ANC members just for 10 minutes at the most?
Amen. Mas eu acho que isso não...